WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
What is up, beautiful people? You are now locked into WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, on this funky, fresh Friday. Can you believe that it's Friday already? Yes, the week is flown by. TGIF. It is February 17th, 2017. We've got a great show in store for all of you out there to close out the week as we will recap last night's Michigan State women's basketball game as the Spartans pull out a win over Minnesota. And I tell you what, there were two milestones set last night by two pretty good players. We'll have a complete rundown of that. Also, how about the Michigan men's basketball team pulling out a big win over the Wisconsin Badgers? That's right, the number 11 men's college basketball team in the nation went down. John Beilein and his amazing blue troops are making a pretty strong case that they deserve to be in the NCAA tourney. We'll also invite Michigan State men's hoop royalty, Mr. Jay Vincent, former Michigan State men's hoop great, who is now an author. Of course, Jay's time after basketball has been well documented. Actually had a trying time at one point in which he spent 5.5 years in prison. But his life is back on track now, and Jay will join us on the show to talk about life after hoops. And on the back end of the show, we'll give you a bit of a preview of the weekend that is in the NBA, as the NBA All-Star Game will take place on Sunday in the home state of our engineer Isaac Constance, out in the NO, that's right, New Orleans, Louisiana. That should be a pretty fun time, right? And we will reflect like we always do each and every Friday here on the show with a segment that we like to call Reflection Friday. Excuse me. Now, we want you all to call in 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports or even tweet us at WKAR_sports or at Al Martin. WKAR. Let's start this party like we always do, though. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, we start with an update on the Larry Nassar case. Kathy Klages, again, has officially retired as the allegations continue to be thrown her way. As for Nassar, again, today, the preliminary hearing in Grand Rapids. And on Wednesday, two more women came out and made motions to join the lawsuit. Again, we'll keep you updated as updates concerning the preliminary hearing continue to roll in. Our very own Mark Bayshore actually was present at that preliminary hearing, and he will have more. So keep it locked to WKAR.org as that story unfolds. All right, on to the MSU women's basketball game last night at the Breslin Center as the Spartan women's team topped Minnesota 85-69. Before the game, the Spartans honored senior guard Tori Jankowska, who became the first Michigan State women's basketball player to reach the 2K mark. 2,000 points. That's right, over 2,000 points now for Jankowska's career. She set that record against Maryland on February 12th. She then went out and tallied her first triple-double in a Spartan women's basketball uniform, the first for the program since Kristen Haney did so back in 2005. Get this, Jankowska had 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. It is the third triple-double in school history, joining Kim Archer back in 1984 along with Haney. Redshirt senior guard Brandi Agee also had a big night as she netted a career-high 30 points, hitting a career-best 6 three-pointers and grabbed 7 rebounds. Are you kidding me? The Spartans just went off last night. The Spartans will now head to Ann Arbor on Sunday to take on the number 20 Michigan Wolverines. That will be a 2 p.m.
tip time. And the Wolverines actually fell last night on the road to Indiana. No one saw that coming. Pretty tough outing for Kaiser Gondrzik and Caitlin Flaherty. All right, in a Big Ten showdown at Bloomington, Indiana, elaborating on that game, Indiana closed out the first quarter on a 13-0 run, leaving the Wolverines down 23-8. Now, Tyra Buss, junior guard for the Hoosiers, led all players in scoring with 21 points in 38 minutes, along with a solid 7 assists. I mentioned Flaherty, right? She tried to keep the Wolverines in the game with a 23-point outing, but unfortunately shot 0-for-7 from behind the arc. The final score, 72-61. The Hoosiers improved to 8-5 in the Big Ten, 18-8 for the year. Michigan still sits at 20th in the rankings and third place in the conference with a 10-3 record, 21-6. Won the season. Again, that game against the Spartans will take place at 2 p.m. on Sunday and can be seen on BTN+. Plus, number 11 Wisconsin in men's basketball fell to Michigan at Chrysler Center last night, 64-58. The Badgers play without senior point guard Bronson Koenig, who sat out with a strained left calf. Sophomore forward Moritz Wagner scored 21 points to lead Michigan, which also got 18 from senior swingman Zach Irvin and 12 from junior guard Muhammad Ali Abdur Rahman. Michigan's third victory in its last 20 meetings with UW gave the Wolverines NCAA tournament hopes a big boost. Now, the Wolverines are in seventh place in the Big Ten standings, while Wisconsin falls out of first place after the loss. Dan Dockich, yes, he has made headlines this week, and he responded to Tom Izzo after Izzo had that rant, of course, after the early week win concerning Dockich and the jabs that he took to the Michigan State students and fan base via Twitter. Now, Dockett said yesterday that his tweets to Michigan State students were, quote, much ado about nothing, in my opinion, end quote. Now, Dockett tweeted at members of the Izzone after last week's MSU-U of M game, saying that they only attend Michigan State because they weren't good enough to get accepted to Michigan. Dockett said this on his radio show on ESPN 1070 in Indy. Quote, Tom Izzo went after me, and hey, if I'm going to spew it, I got to take it. You know what? Tom felt like he needed to protect this program. My problem is I don't think he really understood who I was tweeting at. I wasn't tweeting at a school or a student body. I was tweeting at individuals. In my opinion, there's differences. Maybe not to anybody else, but in my opinion, there's differences. Now, Izzo responded to the tweets at his press conference after practice, and he said, quote, to me, it's the wrong thing to say about any school, Izzo said. Yeah, we'll see how this thing plays out. Again, Dockich will actually be calling the Michigan State and Purdue game tomorrow. I would love to be a fly on the wall when Izzo speaks to Dan during that day. All right, moving on here from the drama. The Spartan baseball team currently in Texas to play Albion Christian for the first ever meeting between the two schools. Coach Jake Boss Jr. and the team are coming off an amazing year and will look to keep that success going starting today. With six starters returning and three starting pitchers, the Spartans look to use their experience to their advantage. Now, with a coach like Boss, you can almost guarantee a winning season. Boss does a great job every season. First pitch is set to happen today at 5 p.m. with a battle of the left-handed pitchers. Alex Troop, who is a sophomore here at Michigan State, and Austin Lambright, junior for Albion Christian. Troop is 3-0 in his career with a 1.64 ERA. Lambright, however, is 0-3 and has a 11 ERA for his career. The series is set to conclude on Sunday, with a doubleheader on Saturday. The Spartans look to start the season off on a good note later this afternoon. The Michigan State men's tennis team will host Air Force Academy tonight at 6 p.m. at the Michigan State Tennis Facility. The Spartans are on a four-match win streak with a 6-3 overall record this year. Head coach Gene Orlando is asking for fans to come out to both support the MSU team and, of course, the Armed Forces. MSU will take on Army on Saturday at 2 p.m. Both games are free to the public. The Detroit Red Wings will host the Washington Capitals tomorrow. The Caps have won their last six games, including a 6-3 beatdown of Detroit last Thursday. 6-3, the final of that, when the Caps have been on fire this season, having only lost three games since the start of this year. The Wings are currently in last of the Atlantic Division and have lost four straight in regulation. The game will be played at 2 p.m. And, yes, the NBA All-Star Game begins. The All-Star festivities begin tonight. And, of course, the All-Star Game will take place on Sunday. We'll have a complete preview of NBA All-Star Weekend later on this hour. Again, 517-355-WKAR is the number to call. Let's start the show.
Hi, my name is Michael Jordan. I want you to take a trip with me.
The Chicago Bulls pick Michael Jordan.
My own expectations are just to go in and try to contribute, you know, and don't try to do anything out of the ordinary.
63 for Jordan, a new NBA record.
Whenever I go against good or great competition, you know, I enjoy that. It makes me become a better basketball player.
That's
got to
be a 50 by. He took off just a little inside that free throw line, one-handed, double-clutching.
Jordan with 2 seconds to go, puts it up and scores at the buzzer. Michael Jordan has won it for Chicago.
Michael Jordan, a three-point bailout on the way.
Oh, yeah!
Side. Works around a right screen, right baseline jumper.
Good! He's got 60!
4.2 left, Michael with 69.
I surprised them as much as I surprised you and myself with the way I was shooting the ball.
I saw so much of that round ball that, you know, I kind of lost the taste for it at that particular time, and I needed a mental break.
How long did it take you to miss it?
A couple weeks.
Michael Jordan is returning. He released a press release today that said, quote, I'm back.
Tonight, for Chicago's chance for something even farther fetched, no matter what the sport, 70 wins in 82-game season.
The big story here tonight, Michael Jordan's physical conditions. He is suffering from flu-like symptoms.
I really felt like I was on deathbed.
Bulls are going to win the NBA championship again.
11, 10. Jordan a drive. Hangs. Fires. Yard!
The Chicago Bulls have won their sixth NBA championship.
Six rings, 10 scoring titles, 5 MVPs, all defense 9 times. Did I leave anything out?
2 Olympic gold medals.
If I could be like Mike. That is how we start this Friday edition. Happy Friday of WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. So glad you've allowed us to be a part of your weekday afternoon. And I would love to start today's show by wishing the GOAT, the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, a happy, happy birthday. That's right. MJ turns 54 today. Oh, boy, how fitting is that, right? The Gatorade commercial, like Mike, probably the greatest Gatorade commercial of all time. You heard that great montage of some of MJ's greatest moments throughout his entire career. Hard to believe that MJ is 54. You know, it amazes me. Every time I talk with NBA fans about the impact of Michael Jordan, it amazes me how still to this day so many even of the young pups who really didn't even get a chance to see Michael do his thing in his prime in the 90s. How many of them even consider Michael Jordan to be the greatest to ever do it? I want you guys to call in and share your favorite Michael Jordan memory as we wish the GOAT a happy 54th birthday. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. And to begin today's show, before we dive into local sporting news here, a quick memory of myself about Michael Jordan. You know, I was born in 1990, and that was when Michael first began his dominance. So I really didn't get a chance to see Mike until I really understood how great Mike was when it comes to the game of basketball until, you know, I was about like 8 years old. And that's when he won his last championship in 1998, to be exact. And, you know, I got a chance to watch Mike. This is when I really started to become a huge NBA fan, you know, when I was beginning my teenage years. And if you guys remember, that's when Mike came back for the second time in his career and balled out for the Washington Wizards. And I used to sit there watching every single game. And Mike was still so productive, even though he was up there in age, right, as opposed to the rest of the basketball population. I remember when he threw up, you know, over 50 points, you know, rocking a Washington Wizards jersey and sitting there saying, my gosh, this dude still has game. It's unbelievable, right? And, you know, even then, and I remember recording Michael Jordan's final basketball game, which happened to be against my favorite player at the time, and Allen Iverson with the Philadelphia 76ers. I sat there with my grandpa, and he actually, this is back during the days of VHS tapes, right? And my grandfather, he recorded it on a VHS tape, which I actually still have to this day sitting right next to my television. And I still have a VHS player just to go back in time and watch some of those videos because actually my stepdad used to record some of Mike's greatest games back in the 90s, and he actually handed those tapes down to me. So from time to time, I pop them in and watch MJ do his thing. But I remember watching that game and with my grandfather, Mike's final game against the 76ers, and watching the pregame introduction, and you had, and I kid you not, it was about probably a 7 to 10 minute round of applause for Mike as he stood there awkwardly just waving his hand left and right. He teared up at one point, and the crowd just wouldn't stop chanting his name. They wouldn't stop cheering for him. And then, you know, during the game, you know, you saw all these players coming up and shaking hands with him and thanking him for what he meant to the game of basketball. You heard Allen Iverson, you know, come out, and he had a great quote that's played time and time again. You know, I play this game because of Michael Jordan. Then after the game, you know, they had this touching tribute and montage of Mike's greatest moments. What Mike meant to not only the game of basketball, but sports during his time, I mean, is unprecedented. And even then, though, I didn't realize just how good Michael Jordan was until this day, and I'll never forget it. I was in high school. It was my freshman year of high school, and I was sitting there chatting with my stepdad. And if he's tuning in right now, he knows the moment that I'm talking about here. We were chatting, and we were just watching some NBA basketball on a regular weekday. And he says, "Al, man, you know, Mike's just the greatest, man," because he's a big Michael Jordan fan as well. And he's like, "Have you ever seen Come Fly With Me?" And I'm like, "Come Fly With Me? What in the world is that? Is that like some movie, some low-rate movie that was made back in the day?" He's like, "No, it was one of Mike's highlight films that they produced for him during his playing days." I'm like, "What are you talking about? Come Fly With Me?" And he's like, "Yeah, he's got that. He's got Michael Jordan's playground. He's got Michael Jordan's airtime." And I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? Like, these are actually like features and highlight tapes just about Michael Jordan?" And he's like, "Yeah. This is how great Michael Jordan was. That during his playing time with the Chicago Bulls, there were actually highlight tapes that were made that featured some of the greatest basketball players of all time. We're talking about guys like Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, Magic Johnson, some of the greatest to ever play. They actually produce multiple features, highlight tapes of these cats, some of the greatest of all time, sitting down and talking about how great Michael Jordan is while he's still playing. If you have not, and I remember he went and brought they were VHS tapes. My stepdad went to his house, got the VHS tapes and brought them over. And we sat there and watched Come Fly With Me. And I will never forget my jaw just absolutely just on the ground watching Mike's highlights. And again, some of the greatest of all time just talk about how good Michael Jordan is and what he means to the NBA and what he means to sports. So I encourage all you all out there. It's MJ's birthday today. If you have not seen either Come Fly With Me, which is probably my favorite, or Michael Jordan's Playground, which features the hip-hop group Kid and Play, by the way. I think they're tremendously underrated. Or Airtime. If you have not seen any of those highlight videos, please do yourself a favor and watch them. Because you won't understand, especially for the young pups out there, you won't understand just how good Michael Jordan was until you sit back and watch those videos. That's all I'm saying. So that has to be my favorite Michael Jordan memory, because after I watched those tapes, I tried to be like Mike. When I was hooping at Annapolis High School in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, I would go out and try to chew the gum like Mike. You know, I would try to, you know, just my whole swag. I tried to pattern my whole swag towards Michael Jordan swag on the court. Didn't work out that well because, hey, I'm behind the mic right now instead of out there playing in the NBA right now. But Mike, what he meant to sports, I don't think we'll ever see anything like it, at least not anytime soon. And he was so beloved. So, hey, Mike, happy birthday, brother. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. And it's fitting that we're having this conversation about Michael Jordan on the heels of NBA All-Star Weekend. Of course, NBA All-Star Weekend taking place out in New Orleans. It's kind of a catch-22 for fans out there, because some fans feel like NBA All-Star Weekend has certainly taken a dive over the years. And I can see that point of view. I can see it because, you know, it's like, all right, they have, especially on Saturday. Because Saturday, for me, used to be my favorite, one of my favorite days of the sporting year, watching the NBA slam dunk contest, watching the three-point competition, watching the skills competition. But of course, the highlight of NBA Saturday in NBA All-Star Weekend is the dunk contest, right? But over the years, it's like, I mean, how many dunks are out there left to conquer, right? You know, I sit there and I watch it every year now, and it's like, oh, I've seen that one. Nah, that one was nice, but I've seen that one. That happened in like 2003. Oh, I saw that one. Yeah, everybody jumps from the free throw line. Everybody's done that before, right? Oh, everybody goes between the legs now. I mean, how many more dunks, unless you are a freakishly gifted athlete from Mars who can jump from the three-point line and slam the ball down? I mean, how many more dunks can you do? So it's taken a hit over the years, and we all know the NBA All-Star game. And I struggle to watch that now, because it's like watching the street ball competition. No defense. No one's really competitive. You're not playing for anything. At least back in the day, man. You know, I mean, heck, going back to a few all-star memories for me when it comes to MJ. Heck, I remember in the fourth quarter, man, like the entire fourth quarter, guys are trying to win. You know, guys are trying to be competitive. And I feel like that's like totally lost nowadays. I watched the NBA All-Star game last year, and the fourth quarter felt like the first quarter. It's like, come on, guys, show some gusto. Show some moxie. Don't you want to go out and just win for pride's sake? And I remember MJ, you know, this is when he was with the Wizards. And MJ, you guys remember that play when MJ made the All-Star team and he had the baseline turnaround fadeaway. I forget who was guarding him. I want to say Shawn Marion, but I have to double check on that. But he hit the shot that sent it into overtime. I'll never forget that shot. I mean, this is Michael Jordan. He's like 40 years old. And hand in his face, fading. He's coming down. He's not even accelerating anymore. He's like on his way down. Hits the shot and it goes to overtime. And just a thrilling moment. Thrilling moment. But I'm not that thrilled when it comes to the NBA All-Star Weekend anymore. But hey, it is what it is, right? Before we proceed here, and I want to bring up the MSU women's basketball team. Not one but two milestones were set last night in the friendly confines of the Breslin Center. Isaac, I know you're younger than me, so, and I was having this chat with Ian and Romero before the show. I mean, they barely got a chance to see Michael Jordan play. You're younger than me, and heck, I even barely got a chance to see Michael Jordan play in his heyday. So I know your memories aren't that fond, but just quick comments on MJ's birthday.
Not that fine-tuned, I would say, but they're definitely there. I remember just the aura, the legend of Michael Jordan, his final two seasons with Washington. That was me as a little 4 or 5 year old toddler waddling around in a diaper. Probably not a diaper at that time. Let's hope not. But anyway, I was infatuated with basketball at such an early age, and Michael Jordan, it was amazing, just the lasting memories, the tongue wagging, the sweat dripping down his bald forehead, all of that stuff that really we take for granted now when we watch the highlights. But other players over time have tried to emulate that to the maximum extent. My two favorite players in history, Bill Russell and Dirk Nowitzki. Bill Russell obviously not copying MJ too much, but no. Dirk, on the other hand, he had his own flu game in the finals. Dirk was famous for the tongue wag. Guess who that came from? Michael Jordan, Kobe. There's never been a more appropriate parallel in sports history than Kobe and MJ. Of course, MJ is the better of the two, but MJ just bestowed so much onto younger players in the game and to, at the time, people like me who are just starting to get into basketball and really care about it. And MJ's final season, he came to New Orleans, actually. And I remember that day distinctly, just because even as a 5-year-old or 6-year-old kid, all of my basketball-loving friends went to the game. I don't think we did at the time, just because, you know, we were doing something else. But I remember just the hype, the mania surrounding MJ is coming to New Orleans. We might even, you know, rode our bikes downtown from uptown to downtown. And MJ, that was all everybody was talking about in the city for that one day.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever come close.
Not at all. And I used to try to do the tongue thing. I still do sometimes. And it just doesn't. I look so stupid. I'm like, going up like, man, Al, like, dude, you look like an idiot driving to the hole right now. But MJ, and you know, it's amazing to me how greatness is just personified when it comes to Michael Jordan. I mean, everybody, you know, how many times have you heard someone say, oh, you're the Michael Jordan of swimming? You know, they used to call Michael Phelps that, right? Oh, you're the Michael Jordan of this. You're the Michael Jordan of that. His name has become so synonymous with greatness. And even his number, 23. I mean, when you walk into a local gym, if you're rocking 23, you better be the best player on that roster. That's just how it is now. I mean, or somewhere close to the best player on that roster, because not everyone can just rock 23. I mean, heck, it's why LeBron James wears 23. LeBron still wears 23, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't change it.
LeBron's 23 now. He was six in Miami.
I mean, the reason LeBron wears 23 is because of Jordan. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, even high school games I go to, usually the best player on the court is wearing number 23. I think Brandon Johns of East Lansing rocks 23. You know, it's just amazing to me. Just the trickle-down effect that the Jordan name and the Jordan brand has. It's synonymous with greatness. It's synonymous with excellence. Before we hit our first break, and again, later on in the hour, I want to bring up the incredible night that was for the Michigan State women's basketball team. Is Tori Jankowska, first triple-double since 2005 for the Michigan State women's basketball team. What a performance it was against Minnesota last night, and Tori made a comment and said, hey, that's when we wrote down our goals before the season, a triple-double was on my list, and I've been so close before, and to finally get it just feels good. But not only Tori Jankowska, not only did she go off, but Brandy Agee just, I don't know if you guys saw the highlights from last night, but Brandy Agee was fantastic as well. I mean, and probably my favorite play of last night was when Brandy Agee had the ball in the left corner, and she had a defender right in her grill. She gives her a little jab step, and she does like this NBA Street Volume 2 crossover that goes back between her legs and tickles the twine on a three-pointer. Oh, my, it was beautiful. So we'll get to Brandy and Tori later on in the show, but I want to bring this up because a few of you are commenting right now and sending me text messages asking for updates on the Michigan State sexual assault investigation pertaining to the football team. And I don't know if many of you have seen this news, but that investigation now includes a fourth person from the university. We don't know who that individual is, but Scott Hughes, a spokesman for the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office, announced this morning that there is another warrant request for a Michigan State University staff member, along with the three warrant requests that were announced yesterday. This is what Hughes had to say. Quote, the fourth one is a non-sexual crime alleged, I believe, in obstructing an investigation, and that may be an MSU ordinance violation. So basically what Hughes is saying here, that there is a fourth person involved here when it comes to warrant request, other than the three football players involved, and this fourth person may have believed to obstructed the investigation in some way, shape, or form. This is a non-sexual crime for this warrant request. So we've got five players in this whole, we've got five people that are involved in this whole thing. Curtis Blackwell was the staff member that was named earlier this week. Again, Curtis Blackwell, recruiting coordinator for the Michigan State football team. We've got the three players whose names have not been released. And now we have, and again, a warrant request was requested by the court yesterday for those three players. And now we have a fourth warrant requested for a Michigan State University staff member whose name has not been put out. This is going to be one of those stories, folks, that every day, every single day, including not only this, but the whole Larry Nassar investigation. Again, I mentioned how our very own Mark Bayshore was out in GR for the preliminary hearing for Dr. Larry Nassar. He's going to have a report, I'm sure, in later on today. But these are stories that every single day we're going to see, we're going to hear updates from. All right. So for Michigan State fans out there that just wish this would just go away, it's not going to happen anytime soon. This is going to be a very elongated process that has to go through the court system. And Michigan State, unfortunately, is going to be making headlines for quite some time. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we will invite our guest for today's Current Sports. His name, yeah, a familiar one in Spartan lore, Jay Vincent, former Michigan State men's hoop great. Don't go anywhere. That chat and so much more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I got two updates for you. I'm seeing here that today a judge has ruled that former Michigan State University Dr. Larry Nassar, he will stand trial on three sexual assault charges that date back more than a decade. Again, Nassar is accused of sexually assaulting dozens of women and girls. He appeared in court this morning for the first crucial hearing related to criminal charges that he's facing in state court. So, again, it was a three-hour hearing. 55th District Court Judge Donald Allen Jr. ruled that there is enough evidence for Nassar to stand trial. He is charged with three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a person younger than 13, and he faces up to life in prison if convicted. What a story. What a story, folks. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Again, you can weigh in via Facebook.com/currentsports. Leave us a comment there. I'll read it live here on our airwaves, or even tweet us at WKAR_sports or at Al Martin WKAR. And also, unfortunate news that I'm seeing come across my timeline today. Longtime pro wrestler George the Animal Steele, who was born in my hometown of Detroit, Michigan. He grew up in Madison Heights, though, and did attend Michigan State University. He has sadly passed away. The Animal has passed away. He was 79 years old. So unfortunate news as we wind down the minutes here on WKAR's Current Sports. And on a much lighter note, I do want to read one comment here before we get to our guest for today's Current Sports. Again, it is Michael Jordan's birthday. Happy 54th to the GOAT. We've got Dave McNeely that chimes in and says he offers his favorite memory from the Michael Jordan era, saying that quote, stealing the ball and hitting the game winner in the finals. That's David's favorite memory. Again, that shot was over Byron Russell for the Utah Jazz back in 1998. And yeah, heads up play. I believe Mike stole the ball from Karl Malone. Karl didn't see him on his right blind side. Mike steals the ball. No timeout. It's like a movie, right? The crowd stands on its feet. Jordan, what's amazing about that play is Jordan, you can see Jordan locate the referee because, like, we all know the push was illegal. It should have been an offensive foul, right? But he locates the ref to make sure the ref isn't going to see the push. This is the greatness of Michael Jordan. He dribbles right in the middle of the free throw line, pats Byron on the butt. Byron slips, trying to recover. By then, it's too late. You can't give MJ that kind of space. Rises up, money, nothing but the bottom of the net. MJ holds the pose for about a second and then heads to the bench as Bob Costas puts his final touches on MJ's career. Gosh, I love that moment. I can watch that moment over and over, Isaac. It's just Mike should have went out like that. Don't come back with the Wizards. Just go out like that. That's picture perfect, man. You don't have to mess this up.
Well, and that's what Mike was trying to do. He did retire for a little bit, of course, and then finally made the decision to go over to Washington. Obviously missed the game, and you can't blame him for that. But, yeah, what a final play.
Oh my gosh.
That's the most iconic, I think, for all of us, even though Mike has no shortage of buzzer beaters to choose between, whether that be Seattle over Cleveland and Craig Elo looking in the distance, awestruck. Oh, MJ, I'll miss him.
Yeah, man, the GOATs. All right, well, let's get to our guest for today's Current Sports. He is one of the GOATs for Michigan State men's hoops. That's right, former Michigan State men's hoop great and author who is now sponsored by Phoenix Advisors LLC and owner Andrew Shade, a Lansing-based financial company. Jay is doing a great job post his basketball career and getting his life back on track. I tell you, I love hearing stories like this, but it's truly my honor to welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports the man, the myth, Mr. Jay Vincent. Jay, how you doing?
How you doing there? You know, I had to come back and be on your show. But talking about the Michael Jordan before I go off onto me one time. You know, I picked Magic and them over Michael Jordan and them in the, the 91 championship when I really thought Magic went in there and stole game one.
Right, right.
He was throwing those unbelievable passes, but then, Michael and them came to life and won it 4-1. But you know, that was a great shot you're talking about against Brian Russell. That
right.
was definitely – he did kind of push off a little bit. But if the referee doesn't call it, it's no foul. But
yeah.
It's great to be back on your show. I had to – I always tell people that if something does negative happen to your life, in your life, you just somehow got to keep fighting. Not everybody's going to fight the same way. But they really have to. Now I'm being sponsored, beside my book deals, I'm being sponsored by, of course, you just mentioned Phoenix Advisors LLC. They're a financial company in Lansing on Washington Square. And I met the owner, Andrew Shade, who's a super MSU fan. He does a lot with them. And, you know, when I met up with them and they decided to sponsor my company, I was saying, like, wow, where was he, 20 years ago? I remember making a bad investment when I spent $2 million on some bad rental properties and lost that $2 million. And sometimes, even that $2 million could have turned into $8 million if it was the right financial advisor. But, things are back on track for me. It's going great. My books are going great. So now I'm just going around right now with Andrew's company. We go around and we do basically free that he sponsors book signings. We give away 40 books to, mainly we try to get into different companies, and we kind of tell my story from there. So we're back on track, but, I listen to your show a lot of the times, and you're doing a super job.
Oh, thank you so much, Jay. That means a lot. And before, because I want to dive into your books, and I want you to kind of give us an update on how the sales are going, and I also want you to put up how people can get their hands on a few of your books. But, Jay, real briefly, going back to Mike real quick, because you played in the NBA, and back in the 80s, of course, MJ, his draft class was 1984. From 81 to 86, you were with the Dallas Mavericks, then 86-87 with the Washington Bullets, 87-89 with the Denver Nuggets, then you went to the Spurs, the Sixers, then the Lakers. What was it like playing against MJ? Do you have a favorite in-game moment?
Well, yes, MJ, I have a favorite MJ moment. It's on YouTube. When I was playing for the Bullets, I was playing there with Michael Adams. We went to Denver and turned Denver around, and I kind of left Denver on a sour note. If we had stayed there, we probably would have done many things. We won the division that year.
Mm-hmm.
But they came to Washington, and we beat them. I had 33. Jeff Malone had 33. I think Michael, I don't know what he might have had, 40. But that was one of my biggest games against Michael and them because, we sold out Washington back in the day. We didn't always sell out all of our games. But Michael was a just tremendous player and a tremendous showmanship. But he talked smack, and believe me, Magic talked smack like him, Larry Bird, Charles Barkley. Those are some of the things I mentioned in my book. So it was just Michael, just unbelievable. He was, real young, of course, back in the day. Then as he grew older, he didn't have a jump shot when he first came into the league. Players would back off him. But once he got that jump shot down, he was unstoppable. And, of course, that's history.
And speaking of your books, Jay, I have to ask, how have the book sales been going so far? I know the one I've been very interested in is the tell-all book, which I'm sure is gaining a lot of traction.
Yeah, we're doing quite well. You know, I was blessed. My trust, we made $24 million in book contracts with this. My first one was MSU 1969 Alumnus Company was my first one. Before, I mean, I say we, but it's my trust, which is still my trust takes care of me. And so I was blessed to have that. And the sales are going great. You know, we sell the books in Italian. I was a four-year all-star in Italy when I left the NBA. And a lot of the Italian people, they still keep in touch with me by Facebook. And then we sell them over in France. It's a French version. So I never thought by going over to Italy, becoming a four-year all-star, we lost a championship game my first year there. We had never lost a game at home in Italy, and then we ended up, my brother Sam came over, my older brother came over. We ended up losing the game by 4 points, and that was a bummer. But then a lot of the people, a lot of the businesses got a chance to know who I was and come accustomed to me. And now look at, go 30 years up forward, and when I got into a little trouble, I got my first book deal. So then we kind of shot out and said, hey, you know, would you like to do it in Italian? Would you like to do it in French? Because people don't know France is right next door to Italy.
Right.
So all the papers in Milan would, of course, go over to France. And they offered me a contract, too. So I've been blessed. I did work hard for it. A lot of people just don't know. You just don't go to, even though it's prison camp, it's a LCC college-like setting. You're still away from home. You're away from family. You're away from friends. You have to stay serious and have to stay on point because there's so many distractions. But the book sales are going great. My book contracts, of course, was great, especially getting picked up with Phoenix Advisors LLC with Andrew Shade. That has been a super, super addition for my books.
And Jay, that's a three-book deal, right?
No, it's a two-book deal. What it
two
is,
book
is
deal.
United
gotcha.
States versus Jay Vincent. Mm-hmm. That's about everything from when I went into my, when I got there, my first day in jail. I went up, you know, I'm a third-degree black belt in karate. I'm a big guy. So, you know, here I am in jail. I'm thinking, like, oh, I got to kind of make these guys fear me. So I said, I'm a third-degree black belt, you guys, just, you know, so you know. And I was hopping down, and one little guy yelled at me, I'm 10th-degree crazy. And so from that day on, Al, I kept my mouth shut. And so I know it's in the book, and it's funny. And, it, you know, from that day on, I said, Jay, you're not in the NBA. You're not in the basketball world. There's no Greg Kelser here. There's not Magic over there sitting next to you.
Right.
So I had to learn a little bit different of things to say. And
right.
Book two is NBA Secrets is the one you're talking about. It goes into a lot of different things. One of the serious tips I try to tell athletes, especially NBA players, they have to be careful of who they hang around, especially if they go around into a party. Mm-hmm. A lot of individuals will be there with other females who are very, very attractive. And the only thing they will do is send females to try to get your address so they can come back and do a home invasion or a robbery. So it's a lot of different things that goes on in the NBA world that I put in that book.
Oh, my goodness. And for our listeners that don't know, again, Jay was released from a 5.5-year prison stay for his part in a home inspection fraud case. And you've been doing a great job since you've been released, Jay. And again, your books are absolutely awesome from those that I talked to that have perused through them. And for you, Jay, when you look at a book like that, we're talking about some of the biggest secrets in the NBA. I'm curious to know, what has the response been like, maybe from former players or coaches that know you, and just a casual reader that have read that piece of work?
Well, you know, it's a touchy situation. You know, it's not like, I had to be careful in how I wanted to say things. But, you know, secrets are secrets. But, you know, from the we all change our names when we're out on the road. But if you hear that little small knock on the door, you know that's from a female. So you got to try to not go to that door. You know it's trouble. Because once you open that door and they come inside that door, they will demand 10, 15, 20,000 or they'll start screaming and yell that you sexually assaulted them.
Wow.
So something like that is, people don't know, sexual assault is not really penetration, or it could just be fondling or touching. And so the NBA would always tell us, do not let anybody in your room. Do not let anybody up to you where you're going to go out into the hallway. Of course, not everybody listened. And so those who didn't listen got into a little bit of trouble. But I was just one of those players who just wanted to sit back, stay away from all of that. But all of that's in my book. And, yeah, thanks for the compliment. I've had some great responses back. And from, you know, like I said, it's two books in one. And so I figure, you know, I'm trying to make sure all the MSU alumni get a chance to read my book. I got a lot of letters in there from Judd Heathcote, emails from Greg Kelce, letters from my brother Sam. And so, and a lot of free things in there from the NBA. So I kind of wanted to make it a collector's item to really make sure that somebody says, hey, I really purchased a nice book. And so far I've gotten great reviews.
Jay Vincent, former MSU men's hoop great and now author. Jay, we just briefly touched on, you just briefly touched on, again, sexual assault. And again, I'm pretty sure you've been reading the headlines surrounded around Michigan State University in the recent weeks. And, you know, you've heard what has happened with the MSU gymnastics team in relation to Dr. Larry Nassar. You heard about the news when it comes to the Michigan State football team with three players being investigated when it comes to an alleged sexual assault case. Curtis Blackwell, Michigan State football recruiting coordinator, his name has been involved in that. And now a fourth name, or another name, I should say, has now come to the fold in this case as well. For you, you know, you had a great career here at Michigan State. To see this from afar, as a former athlete, to see what has taken place here in East Lansing when it comes to the issue and topic of sexual assault, what goes through your head? I got to know, my man.
Well, you know, it's a touchy situation because sometimes people run into situations where it's just the females out to get financially rewarded. But then many times females or women are getting sexually assaulted, which is they're putting a stop to that, which they should have done a long, long time ago. And sometimes, you know, you put drink, you put men, you put women together, it goes all wrong. Now, it's totally different with the gymnastics coaches or with the a lot of the situations I've been reading about that you just announced before I came on. Mm-hmm. That is totally, totally outrageous. It seemed like they had complained back 10 years ago, 8 years ago, and nobody really took them serious. A lot of times people don't want to take you serious because they're afraid that could this person really be doing what this other person has said they've done. But I'm glad at least it came come forward. They could see exactly what was going on. And as you can see, more and more women have come forward. But as far as with the NBA athletes and other athletes, it's just a situation that you kind of almost got to know who you're dealing with. Because not to say that there's not sexual assault, because there's a whole lot of it going on. That there, I'm glad that law enforcement is putting a stop to it. But sometimes if you go to an NBA game or NFL game, or if you're backstage with athletes, there's always women there waiting. And sometimes there's women there waiting just to take advantage. So you really got to be careful out there if you're out there as an athlete, if you're out there as an entertainer, if you're out there trying to make money. But I am glad to see that the situation is being stopped when it comes down to what's going on with the gymnastics coaches. And a lot of I had read about this about 8-10 years ago when they're talking about the U.S. gymnastics coaches mm-hmm. were doing the same thing and they were prosecuting. So I am at least glad that they're putting a halt to all of that sexual assault.
Jay, again, you being a former player here at Michigan State, it's got to be a bit troubling to see the university in this kind of light.
Yes, it is. You know, it's a situation where no one likes negativity. You know, one of the things I would really like to do one day is to come back and possibly do a book signing at Michigan State. But, mm-hmm. like again, mine is a negative story, which turned into a very positive. With mine, it wasn't, of course, no sexual assault, nothing like that. It was how I was running my company, and I had 20,000 workers, how I hired them, you know, how you worded. Did you hire subcontractors? Did you hire contractors? Did you do all the background checks you say you're going to do? So it's a gray area right there. It's nothing nearly like a rape or a sexual assault, but still, in a court of law, you know, everything is taken care of with the U.S. attorneys or the district attorneys. So it's a situation you hate to see Michigan State like that. I reminisce, or I got to thinking back what happened, last year, a couple years ago with Louisville, mm-hmm. when a young lady wrote a book about her taking her daughter, her young daughter, and taking a few other women to for prostitution with the Louisville basketball players.
Right.
So it's a situation that I am sure other universities somewhere, somehow, is dealing with something like this. It may be swept under the rug. It may be dealt with and then prosecuted. But it's sad to see Michigan State, but I still think Michigan State will reach over and get above all this negativity.
Jay, before you tell folks how they can get your books, I want you to briefly comment on what you've seen from this year's Michigan State men's basketball team. Again, the Spartans coming off a early week game, a win, I should say, getting back on track after that Michigan loss on the road. They will take on one of the top dogs in the conference in Purdue on the road tomorrow. Do you think this team will make the tourney?
Well, I hope so. You know, I always, when every time I see Tom, I think of chicken wings and French fries. Only because, you know, it's nothing like March Madness and the Michigan State Spartans playing. It's funny. It just goes together. They haven't played as well as we, I know I thought, or maybe some of the other players thought, but they've been dealing with injuries. And they still got a chance. You can never count Coach Tom Izzo out. He's just one of those coaches that gets his players to play above and do a lot more than they're capable of. So I hope they make it. I think they will make it. And once they get into the tournament, anything can happen. So it's one of those situations. You just got to get hot at the right time.
Right.
If you get hot at the right time, I really think they got a chance to make a you know, get to the Final Eight. Or to the grade eight, to the Sweet 16.
Right.
Because the only thing I say, when I see Tom, I think of chicken wings and French fries.
And I love me some chicken wings and French fries. You're making me hungry, Jay. Jay, how can people get your work, my friend?
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to give you a phone number. And this week only, we're basically giving away the, if you bought two books, you get a signed MSU basketball. It's one of the small green and white ones. But it's 517-285-9185. Let me say it one more time, Al. It's 517-285-9185. Or they can go on my website, which is www.jvincentbooks.com. That's www.jvincentbooks.com. And I really appreciate it, Al. Like I said, I've been listening to you. You do a super, super job. You're very, very knowledgeable in your sports. You know, I'll be like trying to see, let me see if I can catch Alan something. I don't call in, but I'm always listening. But you do a great job. And thank you for having me on. And I'm sure I'll like to be on somewhere in the future.
You got it, Jay. We appreciate the kind words, my friend. The great Jay Vincent, former Michigan State men's hoop great and author. Jay, we'll be in touch.
Thanks a lot, Al. Have a great weekend.
You got it, my friend. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will put a bow on today's current sports with Reflection Friday. Don't go anywhere. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. We have just 4 minutes left in this Friday edition of Current Sports. We just finished up a great chat with former Michigan State hoop great Jay Vincent, who is now an author doing some great things. Great things. Really happy for Jay when evaluating just his life journey post his basketball career. Great guy. All right, well, it's Friday, and you guys know that we love to reflect on the weekend that has been. Before we do, though, dive into Reflection Friday, I want to read one more comment. Again, it's MJ's birthday. Happy 54th. Not 44. I wish he was 44. He'd probably be still
playing,
right?
Might still be playing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 54th birthday to Michael Jeffrey Jordan. We are asking you all to share your favorite Michael Jordan memories. And Joe Morrissey says, my favorite MJ moment was when he lost to the Pistons in 89 and 90, and the NBA had to change the rules so players weren't allowed to punch people in the face. So you can tell Joe is being a bit sarcastic from a Detroit Pistons point of view. And I'm a fan of the Detroit Pistons. You guys know that, but MJ is MJ, man. Oh, and then he says, oh, and Space Jam. Space Jam, one of the greatest children's movies of all time.
Fair
right?
enough. And those series against the Pistons were the ones that transformed Michael into the player that he eventually became. That's why he won six.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Isaac, for making that point. I think that's a very good point there. And also, you know what? I just remembered this. You forgot to remind me, Isaac. Hockey tickets. We have hockey tickets.
Calling quick.
Yes. Well, first caller. Call number one. Will win Michigan State hockey tickets, and let me double check here. I want to make sure. And they, yes, they do. They come with a parking pass. That's the key here, because we rarely give away tickets that have a parking pass with them. We all know how crazy parking is on campus. So call number one if you want to check out the Michigan State University hockey team. Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. I just got that in, okay? Reflection Friday, let's go. All right, Reflection Friday for me. We've had some great guests throughout the week, some great segments. But again, I will say this. I am kind of looking forward to the NBA All-Star Weekend just because it is fun to see the game's best all in one place. They will be out in New Orleans. So that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend. That's my Reflection Friday. Been a great weekend, a troubling weekend, though, when it comes to, you know, following all this stuff that's going on with the university with sexual assault. It's just good to just kind of get away from it. And we've tried our best to do that, but you can't ignore it, right? Romero Hardy, one of our current sports PAs, wants to chime in. Romero, what's on your mind, my friend?
I'm just like you, Al. I'm really excited for this weekend. All-Star Game has been something I've watched since I was a kid, man, since the 90s. And I look forward to Saturday night, every year. No matter if it gets boring or not, it's just still fun to watch, you know?
It is.
And just to see those players out there have fun and take a break from the seriousness of the game means a lot.
I dig it. So you we're on the same page. I'm looking forward to your All-Star weekend. Isaac, real briefly.
How about New Orleans hosting another All-Star game? Check them out this weekend. And equality is the theme. Keep an eye out for that. Interesting how the NBA's integrated that, because that's why they moved it from Charlotte in the first place.
Interesting. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye for that. All right. Again, MSU hockey team against Ohio State tonight and tomorrow at Munn Ice Arena. We'll see you next week, and be easy, people.